forgiveness, and I don't remember that I learned a lot about forgiveness when I was a seminary student some 30-plus years ago. Maybe it was taught. It just didn't get into my head. Or it could have been that it was taken for granted, an assumption, and we moved on to other things in our classes. Well, whatever, the topic today is forgiveness. It dawned on me, and any of you who are experts in the academic catalog can correct me, I'm sure you will, that even today we do not have a required course in the forgiveness of sins. What I have learned about forgiveness has come after the seminary and from people who experience the power of forgiveness in their own lives and relationships. And one of those was a German Lutheran pastor named Uwe Holmer. To make a long story short, after Erich Honecker was deposed as the leader of communist East Germany, the new regime, still communist, didn't know what to do with him, and he ended up for 3 months in the parsonage of Pastor Uwe and Holmer and his wife. The Holmer family had suffered very, very much because of the communist regime. But they did not hesitate to take him in because, as one of the children says, that is what the love of Christ is all about. When I interviewed Pastor Holmer in Germany, I said, obviously, Pastor, this is what you were supposed to do, but tell me, how in the world were you actually able to do it? And he said that every morning he had to go into what he called in der Stille vor Gott, into quietness before God. And there he remembered his own sins that Jesus had forgiven. And remembering his own sins in der Stille vor Gott, he found enough strength to deal with Honecker for the day. He said that if he had not meditated every day upon his own forgiveness, his life would have filled up with, the German word is gift, the English word is poison. Without meditating upon the forgiveness of his own sins, his life would have been filled with poison. And when I look reflectively at my own devotional habits and my own religious thoughts, I often take forgiveness for granted. I wonder how it is with you. Certainly, we will give of ourselves in service to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I will give our lives in consecration and dedication to this ministry. But are we ready to say that I am, you are, the most hell-deserving of all sinners? Open your hymnals, please, and turn to hymn 285. 285, where we will sing stanzas 1 and 2. I am the most hell-deserving of sinners, and in addition to my sins, I make mistakes. The next hymn is supposed to be 302, and I hope the organist, hello, can you do 302 when I get to that point? Same stanzas, rise my soul to watch and pray. I got it wrong. I made a mistake. Who cares? A mistake is not sinful. And I thank the organist for bailing me out. Forgiveness is misunderstood. Forgiveness is not necessarily just being a mistake or being imperfect. It's our rebellion against God. Forgiveness does not mean that you condone whatever wrong has been done. Forgiveness does not mean that you are or you encourage the members of your congregation to become doormats. Being forgiven does not mean that you will not suffer earthly consequences for your sin, even though God has forgiven you eternally. And forgiveness does not mean that you are exempt from the troubles of this life. the commander of the Columbia Space Shuttle, Colonel Rick Husband, was a Christ-believing Christian, and there may have been other Christians on board, and yet that eternally saving faith did not exempt them from what happened on Saturday morning. What happened should crash into our Gothic mindsets with a realization that life is so fragile and so tenuous. In the midst of life, we are in death. And from whom may we seek comfort but from thee, O Lord, who for our sins art justly displeased. We sing 302, stanzas 1 and 3.